In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the world of his grace.
It is a desire, but finding that will is what where the problem lies. So you may wish to title this charge, Finding God's Will. Finding God's will has usually been the problem. Is that not why you patronize prophets? For them to see for you? I told you, I was counseling with one elderly woman. And after counseling, I prayed with her. Mama knelt and Mama did it. She said, no, for me. She wanted me to pray for her while she knelt. So I finished praying. And then I held her hand. In Jesus' name, amen. Put her up. And the mama asked me a question. Pastor Kileri, what did you see? She wanted to do the will of God. So she came to be prayed for so that she could find the will of God. But she wanted Pastor to see and to tell her the will of God. My few years of studying the scriptures, I started reading the Bible in 1986. So my few years of studying the scriptures, few years of meeting, knowing the Lord, it will be 40 years this year, right? And 30 years of being a pastor. I have found everybody wants to do the will of God. The sister who wants to marry the will of God. That brother wants to marry the will of God. A brother wanted to marry the will of God and he began to pray and he did miracle bag. I knew of miracle bag when I was in the university. To select ESCO members. They will put your name in a basket, miracle bag, and pray. And they will call one ex-official member or old senior friend to come and pick. And the name, whatever name he picks, is the name of the... So, this brother wanted to pick three sisters. And she had, you know, many times when we come to God, we come with idols in our heart. We know what we want. But to do religion, say, Father, let your will be done. You know, is our brother that, because he has a good car, you know, he's the one that, you know, he has not even spoken to you. But because he asks you, how are you doing? Let's go out and eat. Or he gave you a ride in his car. Then you are, oh God, thank you. Father, Pastor Kola, Brother Kola. Now you see, everything you hear me say like that, these are the things I have seen. These are the things that have happened in 30 years of being a pastor. Brother gave his sister a ride in church after service. And the following Sunday, when he came out of the church, he came out of the church, he saw the sister standing by his car and called it up, everybody wants the will of God. So this brother who wanted to marry, I remember, now wrote three names. Put three names in the basket. He actually wanted Chinwe. So he put three names. He put Chinwe. He put Catherine. He put Blessing. He put those three names. And he now prayed, Lord, your will. Make my hand an extension of your hand. Anyone that I pick, let it be your will in Jesus' name. Who does he want? And when he picked, he picked Blessing. Say, oh God, let's do it again. So we struggle. We want to do, we patronize prophets because we want to do the will of God. Some consult stars, palm readers, astrologers. There are some of you who still do read stars. Let me check my star. What rubbish. So Epaphras was praying for the believers at Colossae. Well, Colossae, so that when I say Colossae, now, so that you will not be thinking of Colossae. At Colossae. He was praying that they will, the Bible says he was laboring. So finding the will of God, you labor in prayers. Labor fervently in prayers that you may stand perfect. Not only to find the will of God, but to stand perfect in the will of God. The few minutes I have left, let me quickly run this through this. What is the will of God? To find, what exactly is this will that I want to find? Now, this is what the will of God is. Anything outside of it. Now, whatever the will of God we are looking for is found in all of this. Number one is relationship with Him. The will of God is that you have a relationship with Him. That is why God could afford to send His only begotten Son, because He craves a relationship. In Genesis chapter 3 and in verse number 8, God will come down in the cool of the day to meet with Adam and Eve because He craves a relationship with them. That is the will of God. He does not will that anybody should perish. The will of God is that nobody will perish, but everybody will come to the knowledge of the truth in His Son. That is the will of God. And so the question is, have you found the will of God? And are you standing in the will of God? Are you born again? Maybe you have found a church. Let's go to Psalm 42. Psalm 42, look at it from verse 1. Verse 2. As I have parted for the water, so my soul tasted, you know, when shall I appear before my God? In verse number 3. Verse 3 now, quickly. My tears have been my meat. No, I don't want you to shed tears. Beg your pardon, let me take you to the two scriptures up there in my spirit, man. Yep. Go to Psalm 84. Let's start from verse 1. Sorry, Psalm 84 from verse 1. How amiable are your tabernacles, O Lord of hosts? My soul longs, yea, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Now look at verse 3. Even the sparrow has found a house, a home. The sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Where? Even your altar. Your altars, O Lord of hosts. God wants you, the will of God is that you may be in a personal relationship with Him. Personal. I sat all my children down. I am a pastor. I've been pastoring many years. I do that. I sat my children down and I told them, and I read what David told his children, and what he told Solomon in 1 Chronicles chapter 28. He said, know thou the God of your father. So I told all of them, you must know the God of your father. You must know Him yourself. It is not enough to say my father is a pastor. You must know God personally. You must know Him yourself. And I told them, I said, Job was making sacrifices for his children. You remember? He was praying for them every day. But do you know that God's covering was only on Job? Hello. God's covering is good to pray. We are praying. No, I'm praying for my children. I'm not saying don't pray. But every child must know God for himself. When the devil wanted to attack, you know what God told the devil, Satan? He said, okay, not everything, but spear him. Only Job. And that was why 10, all his children, shh. May you not lose your children. So I told my children, I'm telling you, tell your children, know God yourself. Don't say, my mother is a prayer warrior. My mother can pray. My father can pray. Know God yourself. It's the will of God. Your relationship with him. Somebody say, I'm here. And if you are here this morning, you have not known him. I'm pleading with you that it is important for you to know God. To know God. To know God. He said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, that I stand at the door of your heart and I am knocking. Can you imagine? God is knocking. He's knocking the door. He's saying, open the door for me. I want to come in. I want to come in. That is the will of God. Stop looking for the will of God. That is the will. He wants you to serve him. He wants you to know him. Relationship. God's will has been fellowship with man until man lost it to sin. God wants to fellowship with you. But many times we lose the fellowship to sin. Number two is wholeness. Wholeness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Somebody say holy. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. Holy. God wants you to be whole. Wholeness is the will of God for you. He wants you to be whole, spirit, soul, and body. He delights in your physical, mental, and emotional wholeness. He delights in your maturity. He wants you to be whole, to be complete. So I'm looking at wholeness from two perspectives. Completeness. Your physical, your mental, your emotional well-being is the desire of God. And wholeness, your maturity, he wants you to grow. He wants you to grow. If you don't grow, you will groan. Grow. What is the will of God? Number three, your sanctification. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 to 7. 1 Thessalonians. Now, so if you're looking for the will of God, I'm just showing you, what is the will of God? For this is the will of God. Even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. You abstain, it means to run. You stay away from fornication. Verse number 4, we're going to verse 7 now. Verse 4. This is the will of God, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and in honor. I asked for verse 4, you are still in verse 3. Verse 5 now. I have decided verse 3. Okay, verse 5. Verse 4. Not in lust, as the Gentiles who do not know God. So the will of God is your sanctification. Now, if you are living in sin, in lust, in fornication, in adultery, you are out. Of course, you know you are living in sin and you are not in the will of God. The will of God, the Bible says, is your sanctification. That you may need to possess your vessel in sanctification and in honor. In honor. Possess your vessel. That you don't mess up because you want an advantage. To hell with that advantage. That a lecturer is saying, until I sleep with you, no. This body is a temple of God. I won't do that. That a bishop is telling you that God said, your baby, your husband doesn't have your baby. You know, you are trusting God. A woman was trusting God for the fruit of woman, went to pray. A bishop told her that, that I will use anointing to sleep with you only once. Make it batty. Bishop. And because he has a big shop, the woman consented. Don't, because of any name, any title, consent to evil. The will of God is your sanctification. No matter how it is packaged, don't let anybody package destruction for you. What did I say? Don't let anybody package destruction for you. A man who is a man of God, apostle, was inviting another man for homosexual transaction or relationship. And that brother said to him, excuse me, sir, this is homosexuality. He said, don't worry, I am a prophet. I know beyond letters. Don't let anybody pass. The will of God is your sanctification. What is number one? What is number two? Wholeness. Wholeness is divided to how many parts? What is part one of wholeness? Completeness, we are spirit, soul, body, emotion. What's part two? Maturity. Want you to grow. It is not everybody that is growing old that is growing up. So many people are grown, they have grown old. They have not grown up. Grow up. Not your neighbor gently. Tell him or her, grow up. We don't have time to discuss grow up. We will. Number five. Number four. Okay. Number four is your prosperity. So, we are not prosperity preacher. Well, I am. Poverty preacher. But you know, we don't say, oh, God prosper you. But may I make it known to you that the will of God is your prosperity. Is that clear? The will of God is your prosperity. Me, the Yemi Grace man, I do know you that you see, came out of poverty that is super poverty. And I found from the scriptures that the will of God is for me to prosper. I wish above all things that you help me as prosper and be in health, even as I so prospered. And I also found that the desire of God is in the prosperity of his saints, of his servants. So I made up my mind, I am not going to carry over the poverty I found at home. I will be successful. I will make it. I was not meant to go to school, but I said I must go. No money to send me, but I said, it is the will of God. So I began to pursue every route that will take me to that will of, to that prosperity, which is the will of God for me. Or like some idiots who are eating chicken life to do yahoo yahoo. And then you will now die at 20 something. You have made the money. The will of God is your prosperity. He wants you to prosper. He wants you, and I have told you, hear it again. When God gives you money, it is a test. You know what God tests people with? He tests people with affliction. He tests people with pain. He tests people with problem. He tests people with prosperity. When God gives you money, it's a test. Money in your hand is a trust. You are a trustee of that money. It is also a test. So money is what? A test. And say it again. Money is? Your position is a test and a trust. May you not fail God. Amen. So he desires your prosperity. That is the will of God. Number four is your prosperity. Is that okay? I will prosper. My time is up. So I have mentioned how many? Four. Four. Relationship with God. Wholeness, that's completeness in every area of your life, your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and even social well-being, health. He wants you to be whole. The will of God is your sanctification. Don't carry your body and be polluting it anyhow. Don't allow anybody to just touch you anyhow. You are too important. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't just cheapen yourself because one boy is lying to you. And you know, unfortunately, sometimes I don't know what is up with you girls. Let me say girls. You are seeing a girl You know a guy is lying. Oh, them. Your intuition told you. The antecedents told you. The past experience told you that he is lying. And yet you are still following him sheepishly. And he's beating you. You say, because I love him. You know, Kilo Shie. A guy was sleeping. This is a church that I had to minister. I went to minister somewhere and cancel it. This young boy was sleeping with this girl. And the girl got pregnant. And he convinced her to abort it. And it was called, it was in church, a church member, both of them were in the church. And the girl aborted. And then he came back to apologize. And then he slept with her again. And then he continued, and the girl got pregnant again. She aborted 3 times. You know what happened? When she just finished the third abortion, the guy came again. And you know, I love you. Don't be sorry. Do you want? And was she allowed him? Is something not wrong with you? Somebody impregnated you, and he told you, and then you went, you almost died, and then he came back, he apologized. The first time you told him you missed your period, he said you should go and look for it. And now you found the period back. He came back to beg you. And so you know it's a liar, pathological liar. And then but you want to kill us here. That you are putting yourself on somebody's altar to sacrifice, to eat you. Our luetan, our lueyo, our dump, our loba on touch. And then you are still going. Let me tell you. In Lamentations chapter 1, verse 8, there's a word of God for you there. Lamentations 1:8. The Bible says Jerusalem has grievously sinned. He has grieved, oh, Jerusalem, you are that Jerusalem, grievously sinned. And because she has sinned, therefore she is removed. May you not be removed. Amen. How? All those who honored her, they now despise her. Why? Because they have sin and nakedness. The probability is high. Any guy who sees your nakedness will begin to despise you. See, so you want somebody else unwrapped, untouched. If somebody is bringing a gift to you and that gift has been opened, will that be any excitement? But if the gift is still wrapped, you are eager to see what is there. Remain wrapped as a precious gift. Will of God. And your prosperity is the will of God. God wants you to prosper. We want to do 10 days at Shiloh. I will watch Pastor Shola. Don't you announce anything God lays in your heart? Anything God says, Toriko will prosper you. Toriko will prosper you. I was in a church in London to preach at their convention, and they brought ministers from Nigeria, gospel artists, song minister, preachers. Pastor Yinka Osiolade was brought from Nigeria, all expenses paid. Brought everything. I got a good honorarium. They gave me. So yeah, and gave honorarium. Put pastors in hotel. It's only me that they didn't put in hotel because that all the convention, one person paid for it in pounds. One person. One person. Stand up. When you go prosper. Oh. There is a great servant of God in this city. In this city. This is a prosperity is here. Prosperity is here. You will prosper. One church member sponsored this trip with his family. 1 month vacation abroad. All expenses paid. The following year, another member came and said, I want to sponsor your trip. The family last year said, no, we are the one doing it. We didn't say we are tired. Sir. So, we said, the man said, no, when we sponsored, God bless me and my family, so we are not stopping. We are not stopping. The other one said, no, you want to call the company? Yeah. Munesi said, Eric, can you go to the lighthouse? I'm not the man just said, Pastor Charlie, you know. It's possible. And you are getting there. You remember what I told you that God told me? God is not a liar. Now, many years ago, I was praying, oh God, send Melonia to lighthouse. Send Melonia. Oh God. And then the Holy Ghost came to me and said, that is the prayer that I will not answer. God shall do as I know me. He said, they are here. Raise them. I don't know how you came in, but you will prosper. follow the word and the will of God. Lift your voice and say, Father, I commit myself to doing your will. I will not turn away from your will. I make a commitment to do your will. Help me. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. I make a commitment. I can't hear you pray. I make a commitment to do your will. Help me, oh God. I make a commitment to do your will. Help me. I will honor you with my body. Your will is my sanctification. I will keep my vessel in sanctification and in honor. Your will is my wholeness. I receive the grace to grow up in you in all areas of life. Your will is my prosperity. I will prosper in all that I do. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Close your eyes, everybody. You are here this morning. You have not known the Lord. You have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That is the will of God. Accepting Jesus, knowing God personally, that is the starting point. It's the will of God, your relationship with Him. And you are here, you want to be born again. I'm not saying you have not been coming to church. Maybe you're even a worker. But I want to be born again. I want to know God. I want to have a relationship because it is the will of God. If that is your desire, lift up your right hand wherever you are. I want to pray with you. I want to be born again. You have no reason to be shy or ashamed. I want to be born again. I want to know Jesus. Lift up your right hand. I have never taken that step in my life. I want to take that step. Thank you. Thank you. I can see some hands. If you are raising your hand, please come. Let me pray for you. Come. Come. Come to me, sweetheart. Come. Come. Oh. God bless you. God bless you.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your in this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds, and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the World of His Grace. Your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Jue Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.